Hey, what's up? It's your boy Jose, and you listening to the 520 Collective Podcast, where the music meets the ministry and the indie artists take the center stage. Just in case you ain't know.
That's gonna be a problem.
That's gonna be a problem. 520 Collective, where music meets ministry and the indie artists take center stage.
Take a ride through my old town, old me, old Sean. Might need boats, cry oceans. Here float down my old child. Feel so broke, no hope around here. Been trying to cope since like 01. Better slow down for your cosign. You might owe Sean.
What's good and welcome to the 520 Collective Podcast, where music meets ministry and the indie artist takes center stage. You can follow us on all social media at 520CHH. And make sure you subscribe to our email list on www.520collective.com to get all of our latest content delivered right to your inbox. We are in the field on the Trackstars Podcasting Network. This is Eric Boston, and I'm here with Nate Shelton. Nate, how you doing, sir?
I am fantastic. A little warm out here, but we're hanging in.
Awesome. It actually cooled down here today, man. It's kind of crazy, but I'll take it.
Now, I am waiting for the cooler weather. It was 85 today, so not ready for that yet.
Right? Well, man, I'm excited to be back on the podcast with you, Nate. Before we jump into this month's episode, where can people hit you up that want to connect with you?
Oh, I am on Twitter. It's @IM_NateDog. Find me on there. Keep up to date with all the new indie artist music and releases and stuff like that. Keep up to date on everything there on Twitter. That's where I do all my THH work.
For sure. And you all can hit me up on Twitter as well. It is @EricBoston3. That's @EricBoston and the number 3. Make sure you connect with 520 as well. So like we said, you can contact us and follow 520 on our social media accounts on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. All of those at 520CHH. Or you can actually get the conversation going on 520collective.com by jumping into the comments section. Hit us up on there, man. We're just looking to connect and talk with the culture. So make sure you reach out, guys. And before we jump into it, guys, I want to let you know that this episode of the podcast is being brought to you by The Bookkeeper 24/7 at www.thebookkeeper247.com. They are playing the truest form of hip-hop and impacting the CHH culture in a positive way. Have you been looking for a place to get established within the community while developing your talents and gifts? If you're a writer, then Bookkeeper 24/7 wants to connect with you. Whether you want to create CHH-related content or even launch your own devotional series, Bookkeeper 24/7 is a place you could call home. The Bookkeeper 24/7 is also looking for a social media personality. So if you enjoy going live on platforms such as Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, hit up Bookkeeper 24/7 and join their growing social media presence while connecting with one of the most established audiences in CHH. You can email them at thebookkeeper247@gmail.com to submit sample videos or simply to connect now. So Nate, just tell me, what's been going on over the past month, man?
Oh, all kinds of great stuff. We're continuing to connect with new artists, a lot that, you know, we may have never heard of before. So that's continued to go on. Right now, well, as of this recording, we're in the middle of our Lion's Den Challenge. So we're continuing to get submissions for that. We'll wrap that up on the 14th and announce the winner here soon. So there's all kinds of stuff going on the 520 Collective.
Definitely, guys. Like Nate said, we just wrapped up that Lion's Den Challenge. We are going to be announcing the winner on May 20th. So that is 520 for those of you looking for the deeper meaning there. We're excited. The challenge has been awesome. A lot of great verses that are being thrown out on there. A tough vote going on with that. So make sure y'all check us out on May 20th as we announce that winner. Nate, one thing I wanted to mention was we actually added to the site Artist Tip Thursdays, and we partnered with Mike Sarge to do this. For those of you who haven't seen his videos, he runs an excellent channel on YouTube where he gives out advice that artists, specifically indie artists, are able to, I think, you know, really grow what they are doing with their music career. So we are, you know, really excited, really hyped to partner with Mike Sarge and bring his video series to 520collective.com each and every Thursday for Artist Tip Thursdays, man.
Yeah, that's an exciting new addition we've got to the website. And like you said, we're linked up to his YouTube channel. We show that every Thursday. So you guys out there that are looking to get some tips on how to increase your talent or just get your music out there more, definitely check out Mike Sarge.
Definitely. All right, Nate. I'm going to say it's that time, man. Why don't you go ahead and give us the rundown on this month's song?
Well, this month we are doing a friend of the show, Lowell Red. He has been rocking with us since we launched our website. One of our first artists we started working with. We're doing a single from his newest album, Godspeed. Personally, this is one of my favorites. And it's definitely a very hot song right now.
Awesome. Go ahead and remind everybody, what are the categories that we're going to be looking at as we break down Godspeed by Little Red?
Well, like usual, we got mix and master, the flow of the song, the hook on the song, we'll be breaking that down, the production, how well that was done, and also the writing by the artist. So those are our categories.
Perfect. Well, Nate, what do you say? Let's get into it. Here is Little Red with the song Godspeed.
Some days I feel like I gotta save the world like Dragon Ball Z. Life like I'm driving on the turnpike, the toll dragging me. On the road look like a blur line, oh you feeling ballsy. Never a time to gamble your life, wish you Godspeed, Godspeed. Moving in my life like day and night, it's a tidal wave. Make a lot of progress in my dreams, but I'm wide awake. Spend a lot of my time in the booth, it's my hideaway. Lately spend a lot of time with the game, it's a bridal day. Regret, pinpoint actually read that. Haters down on me like Prescott, then I go 4-4. No rest stop, then I hit the festival. No Epcot, get your head rocked. Silence the game with your last shot. So quiet you could hear a pin drop, but you won't ever ever hear my pin drop with this lyrical flow. Every phrase hits you in your face like physical blows. Pickpocket downhill, it's a critical slope. Don't ever slow your momentum, cause it's a pivotal mode. Already left my mark on the internet, you just gotta follow the digital code. Some days I feel like I gotta save the world like Dragon Ball Z. Life like I'm driving on the turnpike, the toll dragging me. On the road look like a blur line, oh you feeling ballsy. Never a time to gamble your life, wish you Godspeed, Godspeed. Moving in my life like day and night, it's a tidal wave. Make a lot of progress in my dreams, but I'm wide awake. Spend a lot of my time in the booth, it's my hideaway. Lately spend a lot of time with the game, it's a bridal day. What the Bible say? He gon' be coming back to the future. Let me be Michael J. I be so McFly on this beat, been putting time away. But we both know that time's a luxury, one of the finer things. On everything, I give everything, that's what a writer is, yeah. Look at my lines like pure beauty, like the horizon is, yeah. Like the horizon is, yeah. Godspeed, always spirit and body, flow so sick, can't nobody copy a copy. Hold up man, I ain't cocky, it's just in the confidence that my guys got me. Take it when I get up in the ring, I'm Rocky. See all the shots you want, you still can't stop me. Spread the word around to all your colleagues, never going off the beat, got bodied. Some days I feel like I gotta save the world like Dragon Ball Z. Life like I'm driving on the turnpike, the toll dragging me. On the road look like a blur line, oh you feeling ballsy. Never a time to gamble your life, wish you Godspeed, Godspeed. Never gamble your life, Godspeed, Godspeed. Moving in my life like day and night, it's a tidal wave. Make a lot of progress in my dreams, but I'm wide awake. Spend a lot of my time in the booth, it's my hideaway. Lately spend a lot of time with the game, it's a bridal day.
All right, fam, that was Godspeed by Little Red. This breakdown segment is brought to you by Show Me Christ Records. They are an internet-based record label founded in St. Louis, Missouri. Check out their artist Jude, whose current single, Major Way, is available on all streaming platforms. You can also download the single now at www.showmechristrecords.com. While you're on their site, make sure you check out their merch. You can also find Show Me Christ t-shirts in the 520 store. For booking or other inquiries, simply email showmechristrecords@gmail.com, or you can give them a call at 314-202-4011. Nate, why don't you hit us with that first category that we're looking at today, man?
All right, the first category, we're going to go with the mix and master. I really thought it was very well done. It sounded very clean. The vocals and the beat really kind of flowed together. They didn't, one didn't drown out the other. So just overall, I felt like everything was distinct, and this definitely the sounds on the beat were distinct as well. Nothing seemed really muddied while you listened to the song. How do you feel about the mix and master?
Man, okay, there's some parts where I agree with you, Nate. I'm going to say, you know, Little Red, the way he delivered his vocals, you know, he was able to match that melody that's in that production, that's in that beat, right? I felt like there were some times where they blended a little too much together. I know you mentioned, you know, that distinction. I think for me, I felt like in the overall sound of it, I wish that Little Red's vocals was punched out just a little bit more, because there was some times where just, I mean, it's great that he's able to hit that melody and carry it throughout the song, but I just felt like there was some times where it made it a little difficult for me to understand everything that he's saying, just because it matches so well, and it's not like, I didn't feel like his vocals was always like the featured thing. Like they were almost on a level plane, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I can kind of get what you're saying there. I did notice a couple times that instance where, now that you mentioned that, there was kind of not as distinct with the vocals and the beat. So overall, though, I think it was pretty well done.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it was. It's definitely not the worst thing I've ever heard in my life, and it was, you know, the mix and master overall, you know, there wasn't anything that was too off base, you know, no extremes. So it, you know, while there was room for improvement, there wasn't anything that would keep me from wanting to listen to the song again.
Yeah, definitely. So the next category we're going to talk about is the flow of the song, and kind of hit on what you were talking about with the mix and master, how he matched his cadence with the beat and just kind of kept that flow. Really, yeah, I think he did a good job with that. Like you said, you noticed that it got muddied a couple times throughout the song, but overall, I love the flow of the song, and it definitely catches you, which we'll get into that with the hook as well. But did you like the flow of the song here?
Yeah, I mean, Lil Red's flow to me is one of the highlights here. I feel like, you know, his flow is unique in the fact that you have this somewhat subdued flow. Even with Lil Red having this kind of rapid delivery, right? I mean, he's not quite chopping, but he is, you know, speeding up that delivery while doing it kind of mellow, right? I mean, it's very interesting, you know, because he's got, like we said, that melodic element to the flow, which works very well. You know, I think it definitely has a place currently in the culture with where just the music for the majority is at this point. I would say I would like to see Little Red do a little bit more, just changing it up, you know, maybe playing with that cadence a little bit more. You know, I was thinking about it earlier today, Nate, and here's the thing that I've kind of noticed with Lil Red, right? Is like, he's got the ability to do different things, right? Whenever you hear various songs from him, you know, you're not hearing the same delivery on each song. However, I think what you hear is like he gets on to like Godspeed, and you compare it to like what was that first single that he released? Time, right? Was that it?
Yes. I think so.
So whenever you check the time, that's what it was. Whenever you compare those two songs, they're different, but I think he hears that beat, he listens to the production, and he finds this basic pattern that works for that beat, and he just rides that pattern through the whole song, right? So he's able to switch it up from song to song. I just think as he continues to develop and grow as an artist, I'd like to hear him, you know, work intentionally on that ability to be able to, you know, just kind of play and have fun with that delivery in the midst of a single song. You know, just change it up a little bit to where it keeps the listener engaged in what you're doing with your flow.
So what you're saying is maybe like some artists do switch up the beat in the middle of the song, or
I don't think you even have to switch up the beat. You can just play with your pattern. Yeah, I mean, you can, you know, look to deliver your bars, you know, differently. Even if it's for like, you know, for like four bars, you just switch it up just to give it something different, so it's not that just same pattern throughout.
No, I understand what you're saying there. But yeah, you definitely, it does get really rhythmic and repetitive, so I could see how switching it up a little bit definitely would improve the song a little bit there. But overall, like we talked about, the flow was really good, but just as an artist grow a little bit, you know, like you said, switch up the tempo and the pattern and, you know, play with it a little bit and see what you can do.
Now, one thing I will say, Nate, for what Little Red does is like his music to me is like perfect. Like if I'm going to sit down and I'm going to like work on a new article for the website, for instance, I can put Little Red's music on in the background and it's perfect for, you know, helping me get in that zone, you know, just kind of vibing and working. Right. But if I want to say I'm on my drive to work and I want something that's going to, you know, really have me engaged and interested for a 15-20 minute commute, you know, his music might not be what I turn to for that.
Yeah, I can definitely see that with that, especially with Godspeed on this song, the vibe of it, kind of like you're talking about, just something on that's on in the background, but it doesn't really, I see what you're saying there. So the next category here, we'll talk about the hook, kind of goes with the flow here. Definitely very catchy. I love the wordplay that he used. He played off the Dragon Ball Z theme throughout the hook. The way he was able to change up the wording there throughout of it. And it definitely did the job in hooking you, I thought, with this. I found myself, it gets stuck in your head and it does what it's supposed to do. And you definitely was repeating throughout my head as I listened to it, and then throughout the day after I listened to it. So I thought the hook was pretty well done on his end.
Okay, so this is another category, Nate, that you and I, we agree, but in a different, but differently agree, if that makes sense. For me, I like the hook. I did feel that it's got perhaps a little too much wording in it, as far as, you know, being a hook that, you know, sticks with me because of the words, right? I feel like, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a longer hook. You know, he's saying a lot in it. So it's not really what he's saying that stuck with me. What stuck with me is the melody. And I felt like that really carried this hook. I love the melody on this song. You know, the melody itself, Dragon Ball, you know, that, just the way it flows, that got stuck in my head. You know, I found myself kind of, okay, you know, an hour after listening to it, that melody is just humming along, you know, not necessarily the words itself, but the melody for me is what really did a great job on the hook. I think it would have been interesting to see him maybe say a little less, but like come up with, you know, some lines that just really, you know, really stick with you on top of that melody.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely. I agree with you. Like you said, we agree, but on different aspects of the hook there. So we'll talk about the production next. And actually, I'm going to let you go ahead first here and give your ideas on the production.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm going to say that I think the production is solid. I love that melody line, man. It does a great job of grabbing your attention and sticking in your head. So, you know, whoever did that production, man, I think they did a great job with it. It's very solid. You know, I think you mentioned it a few minutes ago that, you know, there's enough changes and like little extras that you hear within the production that help to keep it from being repetitive, which is always a plus, especially when you got a guy, you know, a fairly new artist like Little Red is. You know, sometimes you see these guys where they come out and it's, you know, a basic track that's just kind of looped throughout. Maybe you get a small change in the hook, right? But overall, it's just, it's the same sample, just looped repeatedly. And you don't have that here on Godspeed. So I think, you know, the production selection by Little Red is on point. He got, you know, a beat that matches well with his lyrical skills and abilities. Because like I say, I mean, it's a melodic. He has a melodic vocal. He's able to do that and do it well. So, I'm not going to. There's nothing really that I'm going to complain about when it comes to production on Godspeed.
Yeah, I agree with you. The production was pretty well. They did a really great job on it. Like you said, the melody and everything, his voice matched really well with it. Just overall, pretty well done, and not anything to really nitpick on that as well either. So that brings us to our last category, which is the writing. I thought it was fairly good. The wordplay, like we talked about, the hook, did pretty good with that. The message was pretty solid. There were some times in the writing, like we talked about earlier, kind of got muddied with this music, so it was kind of hard to make sense of what was being said. But overall, I think it was a very well written song, and it matched well with, and it made for a really good track overall.
Well, I mean, for me, I thought the writing was okay. I mean, honestly, in the overall aspect of this song, it may have been the weakest part for me personally. The thing with Godspeed is it's not really so much about what he's saying on this track. It was really more a feel on this one for me. You know, there wasn't like those lines that really stood out, that just really caught your attention and stick with you, like we were saying a minute ago. But what we do have is, you know, he was able to write in a way that it followed that production. It followed, like we keep going back to, that melody. You know, so he put the words in there that fit, right? He wasn't trying to force anything. And by doing that, he created a vibe, right? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I would say, you know, this is definitely when someone says, oh, well, this song's a vibe, like it's hard to get a better definition of that than perhaps Godspeed.
Yeah, this could definitely be a picture, and like if you're looking up vibe in the dictionary, this would probably be something that would be referenced. But yeah, he's definitely not a lyricist like we have in CHH, like some of the guys that really work on their wording and want to make every word count. But you're right, it turns into a vibe and everything flows. So
right now, he's not like Jay Monty by any stretch, right?
No,
But no. Here's the one thing I will say. There are glimpses there to me that I think as he grows, he's going to be able to get stronger when it comes to that writing ability.
But like you said a little bit a while ago, it fits the song. It's that vibe. Yeah. And
which is a huge thing. I mean, it's a good place to build from, because not everyone can hear that main part of the song and create, you know, lyrics that seem to just drop in perfectly with it, right? You got guys who struggle trying to cram too much or too little in there. Like, I mean, he can hear that, which is, you know, it's a foundation to build on top of.
Yeah, he definitely did what he wanted this track to accomplish, I think, was get that vibe, you know, like you were talking about, something in the background, help you just kind of work on, do your homework, or you got work at home you got to do for your job, just have that on the background, kind of relax you. This is that track you're going to want to listen to. Be interesting to see how he grows from this with the writing, see if he does try to stretch himself a little bit into different kind of category of hip-hop, and see where he goes from here.
Definitely. So let's talk about the big questions, Nate. I mean, I feel like I know the answer here, but is Godspeed, do you drop it on a playlist?
Yes, I would definitely, and actually have it on the playlist right now. So when he dropped this album, I was one of the songs that really stuck out to me. I think this was the first single he released from it too.
The second, because he released
second. Sorry,
Check the Time before the album dropped.
Okay, so, but yeah, when this single came out, the vibe caught my attention, and it's on there right now for the time being. So definitely worthy of playlisting.
Awesome. And what do you think as far as an overall score? What do you give it out of 10?
I give it a 6.5. Definitely some things you could work on, maybe a 7, but you know, it's very solid. Nothing that, you know, definitely room for growth.
Yeah. And dude, I'm right there with you. I mean, I gave it a 6 out of 10, you know, I can vibe with it. It's the melody that really stuck with me, like I said, more than anything else, you know, like post listen, like, you know, I wasn't having lines from it repeat in my head, but man, that melody stayed with me. So if Little Red can continue to work on, you know, just a few things, you know, having those bars that jump out and just kind of smack you in the face, you know, a little fine tuning on the back end, you know, maybe working with, you know, an engineer on, you know, just punching those vocals out a little bit more so they're a little bit more pronounced, then, you know, I see his development going very well as he grows.
Yeah, and even if he doesn't want to, or, you know, I mean, everybody wants to grow lyrically, but even if he just tried to perfect this style, he could find himself in a very good lane in CHH right now.
Definitely. Well, Nate, any last words that you want to mention on Godspeed before we head over to our industry insider interview for this month?
I think that pretty well sums up what I had to say about Godspeed. Again, a good song that I thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah, guys, and that project, which is titled Godspeed as well, is available now. So make sure you hit up Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your digital music. Check it out. Head over to our social media accounts. Head over to 520collective.com and let us know, what do you think of Little Red, Godspeed? Are Nate and I, are we on point here, or are we way off base? You know, don't be afraid to disagree with us. We want to hear it. So, yeah, that wraps up this month's song breakdown, guys. We are going to get ready for the Industry Insider interview. Thank you for rocking with us. Nate, one more time, where can people follow you on social media?
I am on Twitter at @IM_NateDog.
Awesome, guys. And at Eric Boston and the number 3 for me. We look forward to our next song next month, and we will see you guys then. For now, enjoy this industry insider interview.
This Ref Music 208 letting you know to check out my new album called Kingdom Come, which drops this June on iTunes, Spotify, and all other digital marketplaces, and features several artists like KJ52, Young Noah, K-Drama, and many more.
I need to go right now. I'm lost, I don't know how. My savior got to thee. Amen. Come rescue me right now.
Well, it's been like 7 days since we last spoke. I know since then, been in a haze, confused, trying to live on my own. Don't know why I do it. Living life like I'm stupid, disconnected from your word. Out here acting real foolish.
What's good, fam? It's your boy, Soul Shock. Make sure you go and check out my brand new single, 23. It's available on Spotify, iTunes, and 140 different digital outlets. Also, make sure you follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, or subscribe to my webpage to get all the updates of my new music coming out. Just search Soul Shock Music or soulshockmusic.com, or go on 520 Collective's webpage and you'll find me there too. God bless and enjoy the music. Happy birthday to me, I turned 23. April Fools, you don't really know me. Turn around, Jay, I'm Kobe, but I'm not the same, I'm most likely.
All right, guys, what's up? On this month's Industry Insider interview, we welcome one of the best artist developers in CHH. She holds a degree in audio engineering and also resides in Nashville, Tennessee. Please help me welcome to the 520 Collective Podcast via the Trackstars Podcasting Network phone line, Risha Chesterfield. How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am great. I'm excited to have you on the show this month. It's something we've been looking forward to for a minute now since we started kind of getting this lined up. So thank you very much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
For sure, for sure. So what's currently happening in your world? What do you got going on?
So currently, working on some, it's interesting. It seems like every day is different. Working on some social strategies for artists some marketing strategies for a few artists as well. Reaching, getting that music out there further. I actually just dropped a new playlist as well. It's called Who Got Now. So if you are on Spotify or follow me, please check that out. I plan to update that weekly. So just trying to help push the culture.
Awesome. Well, let's just jump right into it. You know, at the beginning of the year, you sent out a tweet that said, you know, in 2019, you're all about the independent artist. That's what we're all about here at 520. So just kind of share with us, what have you been working on so far this year, and what are you looking at building towards as we quickly head into the second half of 2019?
I am definitely just a fan of the indie grind of just artists in general. Music, of course, overall is my favorite thing. Just blessed to be a part of the music industry. Being here in Nashville seems like everybody is an artist. So this is how I can play my part, since I'm not a musician. I don't rap or sing or anything like that. So this is how I play my part. In the industry. So I definitely saw that there was a gap within CHH of people that aren't necessarily tied to a label, but that can help the independent artist. So, if you're up and coming, you're just getting started, like, what are some things that I need to do to be able to get my music further? I hear that question a lot. So I wanted to help fill in that gap of, okay, well, maybe you're not at a label. Maybe you are looking to get one or you're not. But what are those things that you can do to help get your music further? The higher tier artists that have been doing it for years, what are some things that we can do to help push your music further? So it's all about getting that music out there, since our mission is to push the gospel, especially here, definitely here at CHA. So I just want to be a part of that.
Awesome. So are artists keeping you busy so far?
Yeah, you know, it's actually a greater response than I expected. Coming off the top of the year, even still now, you know, I just find that people are still finding that tweet or hearing me on a podcast and are reaching out. So it's been very cool to see the response. So yeah, definitely keeping me busy, which is good. So praise God for that. Busy is good.
Awesome. So, I mean, I think for those people who don't know, let's talk just a little bit about just your background, because you know you're not new to this. You've been doing, you know, different aspects of this kind of just like, you know, music career building on different levels, right? Just kind of for people who don't know your backstory, just let them know where you're coming from and why you're the person they need to be reaching out to help take that next step.
So I went to school for audio production. You did mention that at the top. And so, yeah, that was great. Audio production is something that I love and hope to get back into at some point in life. But the Lord definitely shifted my trajectory a little bit more to the business side. In 2015, I began working with RMG, the Reflection Music Group, with Derek Minor, Cannon, that whole roster, Doc Watson. And they took me under their wing and just learned so much while I was there. So that started the internship and ended with me being marketing director there. So, yeah, I've just learned a lot. The good thing about being at a indie label is that you get to wear a lot of hats. So pretty much anything from booking to merch to marketing, pretty much everything except for making the music I had a part of. So yeah, it's been, you know, quite the journey, and I'm thankful for every bit so far. You know, have learned a lot. So, you know, definitely looking to take that knowledge that I've gained from, you know, years in the game to give to artists, especially those that are just now starting out. So yeah, so definitely, you know, work with your higher tier artists, work with your brand new artists. So yeah, that's a little bit of the background. Of course, there's a lot in between that, but that's the small gist.
Right. And I mean, you know, it's definitely, I think, you know, even, you know, with working with a company like an RMG, I mean, I would think that there'd still be a little bit of nerves when you make that step out to going and doing this on your own, right? Starting your own company. I mean, just kind of give us a little peek into that. What was that process like?
Oh yeah, definitely a transition, to say the least. There's definitely a time where there was a time where I knew the Lord was like, "Risha, you gotta step out." You know, my time at RMG was amazing. Like I said, I learned so much, and those are my brothers, so I'm thankful for that time there. But definitely, you know, the Lord just kind of shifted in my spirit that it was time for something new. And so, yeah, and also, too, I was thinking it was going to be more so of like mid-2019, and the Lord was like, nope, top 2019, here we go. So yeah, definitely a journey. But also, too, you know, I think that goes within the independent grind, you know, that the artist faces. Like, I'm writing it, too. I'm out here trying to figure out, you know, how I need to do a best strategy for myself to be able to grow my business. So, you know, I'm right there parallel alongside the artist too. Just trying to grow this from, you know, just being a thing that just covers the bills to a thing that's like, hey, you know, this is my full time, and then also to you know, getting that message of the gospel out there in what I do. So yeah, it's been the journey. It's been quite the 5 months, but God is good.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, you know, here at 520, we get kind of blown away, it seems, weekly or daily, you know, with just the stuff that's happened. And we can definitely second that, because, you know, we were talking about, you know, starting up 520 and just kind of kicking around different ideas and working through some details. And we didn't think that it was going to happen when it did. And all of a sudden, God was just like, nope, time to roll with it. And it's been a crazy journey so far. We've been kind of in that same timeline as you. So it's fun to see, you know, what he's doing you know, in your life and what he's doing here at our platform, and, you know, just the way that he's like, okay, I'm going to use you guys to get my message out there where I need it to be. So it's pretty awesome. According to your website, you know, you offer services in branding, marketing, websites, and photography. What kind of led you to have your focus be in those areas?
Yeah, so I think the good thing about each of those areas is that, there is a common thread to those. Mostly it's just like, how do I get out here and how do I look my best doing that? So, especially on the digital platform. So I've been doing photography for, I guess, probably about 10 years now. So that was an easy one to throw in with the whole marketing deal. And like I said, especially being in Nashville, definitely helps there. And then, the other pieces, marketing, branding, website, like I was saying, all that's digital. So, pulling that full package together where it's like a one-stop shop of where you're like, hey, you know, I've got this album or I've got this single. I need to know how I can get that out there further. And of course, you know, just, or if I'm just starting an artist and I need a website, I need a presence. How do I do that? Or I need to get better at social media. How do I do that? So pretty much all of those four things come together to make sure that those pieces of, you know, your visual aspect online is looking the best and coming off as best and showcasing whatever message you're wanting to portray to those that are following you. So, to me, it seemed like a no-brainer to pull them all together and utilize each of those traits for the artist.
Okay, cool. Well, give us just a quick little snapshot of, you know, I'm an independent artist. I see your services, whether it's from Twitter or your website or whatever, and I want to reach out. Give us a glance of what that process looks like. One, like, you know, how do you want the artist to be, you know, approaching you? And then once they make that connection with you, what's those first steps?
Yeah, so my DMs are open, so you can always DM me on platforms, or if you want, just to check out my website, it's richaleyonder.com, and you can fill out the contact form there. Once the artist approaches me, and I schedule a 15-minute free consultation just to get on the phone and see where you're at, but then also to, you know, give you just a little bit of game. In that time, and then lastly, just to see what your goals are. If you're at a point where you want to, maybe you've been releasing albums and you want to rebrand, or maybe you want to you're releasing your first project and you have no idea what you're doing. Like, I'm here to fill in that gap, but I also too just want to see like where you're at. We get on that call, and then we go from there. So, you know, if it looks like I feel like, okay, great, maybe we need to start off with branding first before we even market anything. Let's clear up your message before we move into actually marketing what you have. So, if I feel like, oh, okay, your brand is great, let's move on into marketing and marketing your project. Or maybe you're just coming to look for a social strategy. That's for me, that 15-minute call is super important to see where we best fit and where we need to start working.
Awesome. So you mentioned, you know, that you can go to the website, and that's richaleyonder.com, and make that connection there. But you also said that, you know, your DMs on social media are open. If people want to reach out to you or just follow you on social media, where are they going to find you at?
Yeah, you can do that. It's Risha Leandra, RISHALEONDRA, on everything. And then richaleyonder.com is the website. Just also too, you know, if you come in the DMs, just know that, one, we are always going to be professional, so please be professional, because this is my job. And just like, you know, we definitely want to showcase, when you come off to me, you know, showcase the professionalism, that definitely goes a long way. So definitely, you know, that's important. And then, we go from there. So that is definitely how you can get in contact with me best.
Awesome. So one thing that I find real interesting that you just mentioned was, hey, you know, if you're going to reach out, you know, especially on social media, you know, through DMs or whatnot, you know, let's make sure that it's professional, right? what, I mean, to me, you know, one thing that we try to drive home, a message that we try to get across to artists from the 520 perspective is like, hey, when you're going about your business, let's go about it right. You know, let's go about it the correct way. What's one of the biggest mistakes that you see specifically independent artists make, especially when you look at artists who are trying to build a career within CHH, right? Because it's not the easiest easiest environment to make a full-time career out of.
Mm-hmm. So I'd say there's probably a couple of things. I don't know if this is the greatest, but one I think is failing to be consistent. So definitely I think as, you know, you're growing as an artist, these things aren't going to pop up overnight. You know, I worked with Derek Minor for years, and he's been working for years to get to where he's at. So it's definitely not something that's going to happen overnight. And actually one of my favorite quotes, it's from Fern, a social club, and he says in one of his songs, it took me 15 years to make it overnight. So just know that it's something it's definitely going to be a grind. And just like with anything, you know, if you're building something, it doesn't take a day. So just know to put in that work consistently day after day will definitely get you far. And then presently, I would say the biggest thing is also a lack of networking. A lot of people want to become superstars or just become known behind a computer. You're definitely going to have to get out and come to these conferences go to a conference or go to a show, connect with people in order to get your music further. Yes, the internet is great and it definitely can give you some numbers, but you know, touring is definitely something that you're going to have to get used to and to do. And this, if you're wanting to be a part of, you know, the front facing of the industry. So, I think, you know, definitely getting up on those networking skills is going to be so important. And so that's one thing, like, you know, when I'm talking about the professionalism and things like that with the DMs, like, you know, it goes a long way. And to me, it's like, if you come correct, from that first impression, you know, things can go a long way with me, especially there. So, yeah, I think networking, consistency, boom, those two things will get you far.
Awesome. What about the flip side of it? I mean, obviously, I don't want to get you to give away your best kept secrets or anything, but you know, what's just a good piece of advice that you feel like you can give to indie artists, you know, that you see people doing well, or just what you always kind of go to as far as encouragement for these guys.
Yeah, I'd say the best thing for you to do is to make your own opportunity. Don't always sit and wait for an opportunity to come to you, but, you know, start building your own thing. You know, start building your own playlist instead of waiting to get on a playlist. Start creating your own shows instead of waiting to get on shows. You know, when you're building a buzz, people are going to take notice and not just, you know, sitting and waiting for things to come along. Someone once said, I think this is a fantastic analogy that, you know, when you're stuck on the side of the road, if you're just sitting, like, you know, on your car, nobody's going to come over and help you. Well, not no one, but, you know, you're more likely to get help if you're out actually pushing your car. So if you're actually putting some momentum behind it, people are going to come along. So I say just put that in your artistry, like, you know, if you're working your ground and you're working really hard, people are going to pay attention. People are going to take notice. Have incentive for them to come along and be a part of what you've got, be a part of the journey. So definitely think, you know, don't just sit by the sidelines. Like, be a part of the game and create your own place instead of waiting for somebody to give you the playbook.
Awesome. So, like we said earlier, we're hitting the second half of the year is coming up quick. What can we be watching now? What can we expect to see happening with you? What's on the horizon?
Yeah, oh man, the Lord is shifting some things, so definitely going to see some big changes, but I'm excited for all of them. Also, let's see, so yeah, those things are starting unraveling, so definitely follow. But I'm really planning by the end of the year to have an online course for artists. So if you can't give me, you know, one-on-one personally, at least there's some type of resource that you can have online that you can watch in your own time. Also, too, I do a course called Social Brand, and that's live. We do that. It's a 6-week course once a week. I'll be picking that up in the third and fourth quarter. So, yeah, there's several ways to, you know, get to grow as an artist when it comes to with what I'm doing. And then also, too, you know, just hoping to create more strategies, more branding with artists. I'm super excited. The Lord's opening up a lot of doors. So, yeah. It's more of that as we go into the end of 2019.
Awesome. Well, we are going to be excited for you. You know, definitely going to be kind of keeping an eye on what's going on. Because, I mean, you know, you're one of the people that really inspire, you know, what we're trying to do here at 520. So we're going to be watching out. And for those people, you know, who are hearing this for the first time, hearing your story, and they want to make sure that they're keeping track of what's new with you, just tell them one more time. Where are they going to go to make sure they're up on all the latest?
Yeah, so once again, it's Risha Leondra on everything. So RISHA LEONDRA on everything, RishaLeondra.com. And that will get you plugged into everything you need and contact how you can get in touch with me.
Awesome. Well, Risha, we are, like I said, more than excited to have you on the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Was there anything that you wanted to hit on before we wrap things up today?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Big time. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate what y'all are doing. It seems like the Lord is shifting a lot of us to help out these indie artists. So thank you guys for all that you do, and looking forward to what good comes out of this and what good you guys are doing.
Awesome. Yeah, we're excited to just, you know, connect with you and, you know, just get your expertise and feedback. We definitely appreciate it, and we're looking forward to it. I hope this isn't the last time we have you on the show.
Definitely. Can't wait to do it again.
Awesome. Well, fam, that does it for this month's Industry Insider interview. We want to thank our guest, Risha Chesterfield, for joining us, as well as our episode sponsors, The Bookkeeper 24/7, Show Me Christ Records, REF Music 208, and Soul Shock. Make sure you check out Lil Red's new EP, Godspeed, on your favorite digital outlet, and that features this month's song breakdown track. Shout out to DJ Barcode for supplying the show's music bed. If you're looking for quality production as well as mix and mastering services, hit up Barcode, that's BARRCODE.beatstars.com, and let DJ Barcode help you create your next hit. For Nate Shelton, this is Eric Boston. Thank you for listening to this month's 520 Collective podcast, and we'll catch you next month.